someone can write or review.
Okay. There is a Gemara in Gittin that when you give a get, the husband doesn't necessarily have to give the get directly to the wife. The Baal can appoint the shliach lohelocha, or the Isha can appoint the shliach lekabola. And sometimes the shliach can give it to the shliach. Shliach HaBaal can give it to the shliach Isha. So there's such a thing as a shliach lohelocha and a shliach lekabola. So then the Gemara has a statement. Eved Kanaini is Enki Dushin Tovsin. Elektani is chayv mitzvahs kisha, but he doesn't have any tvisas kedushin. The meila is ain't a b'toras gitne kedushin. He can't be married, and the meila is not shat that he should get divorced. So the Gemara says, can I appoint an eved kenaini? Can an isha appoint an eved kenaini to function as a shliach lekabolas haget? So the Gemara says no, because the eved kenaini is ain't a b'toras gitne kedushin. He cannot function as a shliach in an area where you're ain't a b'taris, you have no shaykhas. So the Rishonim quote, the Rimi Gash has a fantastic chiddush that's not accepted la'alocha. The Rimi Gash thinks that that's only the shliach ha'isha. The din is that the Baal can appoint a shliach la'alocha saget, or the isha can appoint a shliach la'kabola saget. So when the Gemara says, ain't no ever nasa shliach la'kabol get isha miyad baila, that's only chisoyin and shliach lekabola. Because shliach lekabola is kula chiddush. Because we know the din is that the Baal can give the get Baal Karcha of the Isha. It's not right. Maybe it's an Issa deraisa. That's what we mentioned the other day. The Chuvas Haran holds that the Osa Lagarish Ish the Baal Karcha is an Issa deraisa. And the Chayram the Rabbeinu Gershin doesn't mean the Rabbeinu Gershin came up with the idea that it's Osir. He gave a curse. A cherem is a curse that should be nichnas into the Ramach Ivarim. The person should drop that for doing this avera. In Shulchan Aruch to have the Ramah quotes in Eben Ezra, a cherem hakadmonim shalol hakas es ishtoi. You shouldn't beat up your wife. I mean, until the kadmonim came, it was a mitzvah to beat up your wife. And then they came up with this chiddush, you're not allowed to hit your wife. No, there was always an iser, also hakas es ishtoi. But when they saw that it was a problem, so they gave a curse, they gave a cherem. So the Chuvas Haran holds the same in a get, to giving a get Baal Karcha. He thinks that that was always an Issa deraisa. Under the chuppah, you promise to love, honor, and cherish the girl. You're going to treat her like a princess, like a queen. Then you go, you megarish a Baal Karcha. So the Ran thinks in the Chuvah that's an Issa deraisa. And the Chayr Rabbein Gershim is a punishment. Whoever violates this Issa, and most assume, not like the Chuvas Haran, most assume that the Issa it's only in Issa de Rabbanan. So the Gemara seems to have a klal. You only have the ability to appoint a shliach if you are baile manis maisa. If you're not a baile manis maisa, you can't appoint a shliach. That's what the Gemara has later in Ksubis and the Imamis. Milsa de Issa de Shlichas Issa b'tanai. Milsa de Leisa de Shlichas Leisa b'tanai. The Gemara says by Chalitza that neither the Yavam nor the Yavama, that's the Poshep Shatting Man, neither the Yavam nor the Yavama can appoint a Shliach to do the Chalitza. Let's say the Yavam lives in Russia before the Iron Curtain fell, and the Yavama lives in New York, and he can't come to America and she can't go to Russia. There's no way to get through. So can the Isha appoint a Shliach to represent her in Russia to do the Chalitza for her? Or could the Yavam appoint a shliach in New York? By mail, by telephone, can he appoint a shliach? So the simple psak in the Gemara, the simple reading in the Gemara, neither the Yavam nor the Yavama can appoint a shliach for a chalitza. Because milsa de isa b'shlichas isa b'tanai, milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. So what does it mean? So Tosis writes later in Ksuvah, this is not a gzeres hakosav achok, milsa b'loi taima, because all the laws of Tanai, I learned that from Tanai b'nei Godem b'nei Reuven, and that was Leisa b'shlichas, that was Issa b'shlichas, so whatever is Leisa b'shlichas is Leisa b'Tanai. Tosfos says it doesn't make any sense. Tosfos says, no, it's a milsa de mistavra. Who is a balabas to make a Tanai? One is a bailam on the chalois. Let's say the husband gives the get to the wife, and he says, the get should only be valid if it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow, the get should not take effect. The husband has a right to make any crazy t'nai that he wants. What if the Isha will make it t'nai? I'm accepting the get only on the condition that it snows tomorrow, doesn't snow now. What do you mean she's making conditions? You can give the husband kinyan to get bal karcha. He's not a bailam on this kinyan. Normally a kinyan shtar, you need das of the noisen ashtar, the das of the mekabel ashtar. So either can make a shlich and either can make it t'nai. But by the get, the Isha cannot make it t'nai. The get can be chal bal karcha. So he's not a balabas to make it t'nai. So if she's not a balabas to make it t'nai, she really shouldn't be a balabas to appoint a shliach l'kabolas haget. So the Rishonim quote, the Rishonim points this out. That normally the shliach has to be appointed by the bala moment, shlucha shal bala moment, the bala appoints the shliach. And the one and only exception to the rule is the shliach l'isha l'kabolas haget. She's not really a bala man l'chalois of the get. She neged could have been given bal korcha. It's an avera deraisa, it's an avera derabbanan. But bottom line, if the husband gives the get bal korcha, the get is certainly chal min atar. Maybe with the rabbanon it's not chal. Maybe the rabbeinu Gershon made a din that even with the rabbanon it's not chal. The discussion is shulchan aruch. But on the level of the raisa, certainly if the baal gives the get bal karcha, the get is chal. So the isha is not a bailam on this chalois. So she cannot make a tanai. So she shouldn't be able to make a shliach either. The Gemara says that these two atolim says that milsa disa b'shlichas isa b'tanai, milsa dilaisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. Tosis explains. It works the other way also. Milsa de leisa b'tanai, leisa b'shlichas. Because hatzad ha-shav shebehem, both to appoint a shliach and to make a tanai, you have to be the bailam on the chalos. So the Yerushalmi asked this question. How can the Isha make a shliach? The Kabbalah said, the Yerushalmi said, that's a chiddush. Akzeris ha-kosav. The Pasuk says, by Gerishin, v'shilcha mebeisa v'holcha v'hoisa li'ishacher. So the Gemara says, v'shilach, v'darishin, the Pasuk is like, because of the Sefer Krisis, v'nosam b'yoda, the shilcham ibeisos, the poshe pshat, he writes a get, the husband writes a get, v'nosam b'yoda gives it to the wife, shilcham ibeisos, says, goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you. Hocha osel ishach, she goes marry someone else. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, not the poshe pshat. Because of the Sefer Krisis, v'nosam b'yoda, or either v'nosam b'yoda directly, or v'shilcha, either Nosam B'yoda directly, he put the get into her hand, or B'shilcha, that he can send the Shliach to give the get to the Isha. Then the Gemara darshins as if the word were written twice, V'shilach, V'shilcha. If it would have been written V'shilach, it's not written V'shilach. It says, V'nosam, because of Nosam B'yoda, V'nosam B'yoda, V'shilcha V'beisa. So the Gemara says, if it would have been written V'shilach, we would have darshan either Nosam B'yoda, or either he gave the get directly, or v'shilach malam shabalo is a shliach. Now that it says v'shilcha malam shahoisha is a shliach. So the Rishonim all quote this in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, where the Gemara has to establish that there's such an inyan, such a principle of shlucho shladim kemoisai. So the Gemara quotes this brisa v'shilach v'shilcha v'shilach malam shabalo is a shliach v'shilcha malam shahoisha is a shliach. So the Tosfos HaRashi asks the question. Why do you need two psukim once you have a pasuk that the baal is oisa shliach, who are the nami, the isha is oisa shliach? So they say, no, it wouldn't follow logically at all, because the isha is not a bailam on the gerishin. The get could have been given bal korcha, it's leisa b'tanai. Leisa b'tanai should have been leisa b'shliach. She shouldn't be a bailam to have the ability to appoint a shliach. So the shliach as oisha l'kabolas haget is kula chidush. It's an exception to the rule that the shliach is not appointed by the bala moment. You always need shlucha shel bala moment. Here she's not the bala man kinyan. So the Rimigash interprets the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Gittin that it says that Evet Kanaini is Eine B'Torah's Gittin, and therefore he cannot function as a shliach for Kabbalah Saget. The Isha cannot appoint an Evet Kanaini as a shliach for Kabbalah Saget. That's only a problem for shlichas or Isha. The Kabbalah Saget. That's a quirk. That's a Yotze Min HaKlal. That's Kula Chiddush. That the Isha has the ability to appoint a Shliach the Kabbalah Saget, but that the Baal has the ability to appoint a Shliach. That's the normal, regular, standard din of Shlucha Shladim Kemoisa and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Baal has the ability to appoint a Shliach. From the Pasuk, the Shilach, we learn to Kol HaTorah Kula from Mekir HaMemka, for Kinyonin, the Shlucha Shladim Kemoisa. So that's the Rimagash. That Eina B'Torah's Gerishin. Therefore, the Eved cannot serve as a shliach. The Kabbalah Saget, that's what it said in the Gemara, only Kabbalah Saget, to be taken literally only for Kabbalah Saget, for a shliach la'ilochas haget, the eved can serve as a shliach. All the Rishonim disagree with the Rimagash. They say it's not true. And the Rimagash is a teller. Rimagash was a Talmud of the Rif for many years. A Nochri cannot serve as a shliach in anything. Atem gam atem. We learn that from the pasuk. Kein tarimu gam atem. Poshe pshat in the pasuk gives, just like the farmer is mafrish maisa rishon, and he gives it to the levi, so the levi has to be mafrish maisa mena maisa. Kein tarimu gam atem, you levim have to be mafrish maisa mena maisa, and give it to the kohanim. So the pasuk says, kein tarimu gam atem. So gam the rabbi says hashliach, and since the two words are next to each other, gam atem, ma'atem b'nei bris, Avshluchachem b'nei bris. So Nochri cannot function as a shliach for a Jew.
But we have the call of
is there such a klal? So the Rimagash claims the klal is only by shliach lekabolas aget. He says it's only applies to shliach lekabolas aget. Yeah, for halachas aget, he said that's normal. So you cannot make a goy as a shliach. That's a pasuk came to Rimagam atem. Gam the rabbi says a shliach and atem and gam is. A goy cannot be a shliach for a Jew. But an Ebekneini is a ben bris, so that he holds that Ebekneini can serve as a shliach haba lo halachas haget. The problem is that it is against the Gemara in the second parak in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that pasuk kein tarimu gam atem ma'atem b'nei bris av shluchachem b'nei bris. The pasuk is talking about hafroshas truma. Just like the farmer's mafresh truma or maiserishin, so the lady has to be mafresh maisim and amais and give it to the kohen. So the pasuk says gam the rabbi says ashliach, and because the word atem is next to the gam, so ma'atem b'nei bris of shluchach b'nei bris, the mitzvah mafreshes truma maisim was never given to nochrim; it only was given to the Jews. So atem is only talking about Jews. So the gam the rabbi says ashliach is also a Jew. So the gemara frek takasha. Why do you need a pasuk to say? The original pasuk says a nochri cannot function as a shliach for Yisrael with respect to hafroshes, trumas, and maestras. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk? Does a nochri have the ability to be mafresh, trumas, and maestras? Question mark. A nochri has a field in Eretz Yisrael. He's not mechuyif. Not mechuyif. A lot of things are not mechuyif, but if you volunteer it, so it'll be chal. So if the nochri wants to volunteer to be mafresh trumas and maisis, will it be chal? So the Gemara quotes it, Tzemach leikis hatanoim. The Iker Adina should have really been that yes, because you have a pasuk in Chumash that a nochri can be makdush karbonas. It says, if a nochri wants to donate a balmum to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't accept it. If the nochri wants to make his own bamal, Hashamayim, that's beautiful. So then he can even be makdush with balmum on the bamal, provided it's not Mechusar Eva. Mechusar Eva is an Isser. Nochri is not allowed to be makar with Mechusar Eva. That's like more in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says, what do you mean, a Nochri? It's another Avera. We had never heard. We heard of Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. Another Mitzvah, another Avera. That a Nochri wants to give a Korban LaShamayim, LaGavoya, he's not allowed to give a Mechusar Eva. So Tosfos works on that kasha. What does it fall on? Which one of the Sheva Mitzvahs does it fall on? Okay, it's a problem. That's what it says in the Gemara. A Nochri is permitted to be makriv on his own bama. La Shemaim is permitted to be makriv of Balmum, but he's not permitted to be makriv on Mechusar Eva.
It's not just a soul in the carbon?
I don't think so. The Gemara seems to say that it's an Issa. So that's what Tosfos asks. What's the Issa? Which one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of the Nech is it? So the Gemara, so Meikir Adin, the Halacha really should have been just like the Pasuk says, Anochri has the ability to be Magdish Karbonis. He can be Magdish Karbon Oil, and he'll bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So based on that Pasuk, I should have said, if Anochri wants to, means that the Anochri is Bar Hachi of Hafloa. To be Mafrish Karbonis is what the Rambam calls Sefer Hafloa. Things that are chalai edei dibur. Isha Isha Kiafli Limder Nether Nozer Lahazel Hashem. Rashi writes, what does it mean Kiafli? What is Haflua? Rashi says, Parley Balaz. Levante this is time to speak, to talk. So that's what the Ramah has a whole Sefer Haflua. Hilchiz Naziris and Erchen and Haram and Hagdashis and the Dorim Meshvus, that's all in Yoni Haflua, things that are Chalei Dei Diva. So once you have a pasuk that says that a Nochri has the ability to be Magdash Korban and will be Makrivit on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's not Chulam Bazara, so you see the Nochri is a Barochi of Haflot. Nochri could be Magdash. So based on that, we should have said that a Nochri could be Mafrish Jumas and Maisis too. He's not Mechuyif too. He's permitted to eat the Tevel. If he doesn't want to be Mafrish, he doesn't have to. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But the Nochri is not Mechuyif to be Mafrish a Korban Oile either. But the Pasuk says he has the ability to. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim and the Mishnayos and Trumas.
A bris
mila is a kris's bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the individual. The Baruch Shalom said, this is a nice bris kodesh. He made a bris with the Jewish people. Never made a bris with the Umas Olam. What do you mean? The Nochri's got to volunteer. Want to volunteer to sit in the sukkah? Okay, maybe that's Eina Mitzvah Yosa. But doesn't make sense. He should volunteer to have the ois bris on his body. He's not part of the bris. Rav Soloveitchik thought even if a Nochri wants to volunteer to sit in sukkah, also doesn't make any sense. He thought that based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Chaviv Adam Shenivri B'Tzelem, Chaviv Nisol Shenikru Barim Lamokim. So many of the mitzvahs that we have are based on Chaviv Adam Shenivri B'Tzelem, because we have Tzelem Elakim. And then many other mitzvahs come from the fact that Nikru Barim Lamokim. So if a Nochri wants to volunteer as an Eina Mitzvah V'Yaisa, the Pashtus in the Mishnah is that the Nochmar also created B'Tzelem Elakim. Chaviv Adam, Pashup Shatiz. Machlokes. Some say Chaviv Adam goes on Adam Arishon. That's how the Kuzari says. Adam Arishon was created with Tzelem Elokim, and the Tzelem Elokim didn't go to all of his children. Only went Adam, Sheis, Enosh, Cain, and Mahalal. It went only one in every generation. Then it went down to Avram Avinu, went down to Yitzchak, to Yankov, and then from Yankov is Mitos Shleim. All of the Jewish people have Tzelem Elokim, and none of the Umas Olam have Tzelem Elokim. That's a Mechudish Digeb Pshat, but it's usually assumed. Rav Soloveitchik assumed the Pashim Pshat. Everybody today has Tzelem Elokim. Bottom Lamokim is only B'nai Yisrael have that. So he thought that some of the mitzvahs, many of the mitzvahs in the Torah, flow from the fact, let's say, a mitzvah to give tzedakah. Nochem are not mechuyiv to give tzedakah. It's not from the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Achsam Rishonim hold. Nochem are mechuyiv to give tzedakah. The Ran and Sanhedrin has a discussion of that. So Sam Rishonim hold. The Ran quotes Sam Rishonim. B'nai Nochem are mechuyiv to give tzedakah. Manah Sheitzavah Zbonos Beisach V'lech Zbdech Hashem. Lasat Tzedakah Mishpat, says Avraham Avinu was teaching his children to give Tzedakah Mishpat. He wasn't given that mitzvah. So he says, even though Mosaylam have an obligation to give Tzedakah. But most of Rishonim assume not so. But if the Nochri will volunteer to do Gmilas Chasadim and to do Tzedakah, he certainly will get reward as an Eina Mitzvah V'Yaisa, because that flows from the fact that we have Tzelem Elokim, and the person to whom you're giving the Tzedakah and the Gmilas Chasadim to is Tzelem Elokim. So that makes sense to volunteer. Observation thought it didn't make sense to volunteer anything that's not based on Tzelem Elokim. Anything that's based on Barim Lamokim, like Tzitzis and Tefillin and Sukkah and Lulav, none of this makes any sense. Even if one would say not so, even if one would say that it does make sense for the Nochri to volunteer to shake a Lulav and to sit in the Sukkah, but the Bris Mila, that for sure doesn't make any sense. That's a Pella. The Bris Mila is an also a Kris's Bris. Baruch Shalom said he didn't make a bris with the Umas Olam. He made a bris with the Jewish people. You want to join along? Adar Rabba, be Megayer. So you become a member of the B'nai Bris.
Doesn't the Rambam seem to hold that a non-Jew can volunteer any mitzvah as such, even bris meal or Shabbos?
This is what he's mentioning. There is a Chuvas Rambam where this appears.
Isn't the Rambam in the Yad? He's just mentioned if the guy wants you to do a bris for him, so he sees it's okay.
So the question is, it's okay, he has a kiyum mitzvah, is it eina mitzvah v'yoseh? Or I can do the surgery for him, but he doesn't have any kiyum mitzvah at all. So in the tshuva, the Rambam sounds that it's as an eina mitzvah v'yoseh, that there's a key mamit. So Moshe Feinstein writes, same as Rav Soloveitchik, is Lav Shmei Daram Amchosim Ale. He says he doesn't think that it's an authentic tshuva. We don't know exactly which tshuvas are authentic, which are not. So they both thought that it didn't make any sense, that the Nochri should volunteer to perform Bris Mil. So here you have a pasuk that a Nochri who wants to can volunteer to bring Korbanos. So those Korbanos that are Bob Ben Edom and Adobah. He can volunteer to bring a Chatas Hashem or a Korban Pesach, it's not Bob Ben Edom and Adobah. Whatever Bayas is Bob Ben Edom and Adobah, so the Ben Noach can volunteer. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Yad Benecho lo Sikri Veseil of the Artsachem. If the Nochri brings La in the Mizbech on the Beis HaMikdosh a Balmum, he wants to bring a Balmum that's not a Mechusar Eber on a Bamag, isn't a hate, as long as it's not Mechusar Eber. Wants to bring the Balmum to the Mizbech on the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Pasuk says he can't accept it. But if it's not a Balmum, you can't accept it. So you see that a Ben Noach is a Barachi of Aflor, that if he says, Hareze Korban Oilo, so it's chal. So based on that pasuk, we should have said that a ben noach is a bar hochi of hafrashas truma also. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. In the beginning of the second parak in Kedusha, the Gemara quotes machlekes from Mishnayis trumas, machlekes abshimin and the Rabbanan. And the Chacham hold that it's not chal based on gzeiras hakosef. So the Gemara says there a question. How can you have a pasuk came to rimu gam atem, gam the rabbis as a shliach, a mocha for shlichas, for afroshas truma, and atem, gam, the rabbis as a shlichas, dumi da atem, atem b'nei bris, af shluchach b'nei bris. I cannot appoint a nochri as a shliach for afroshas truma. So the Gemara says, according to the shitas hachachamim, the machlokes hatanaim, according to the Tanner, that a ben noach, a nochri, doesn't have the ability to be mafir trumas and maises from his own farm. He's ain't a b'tayras. So what's the havamina at all? Maybe you should need a pasuk that a goy cannot serve as a shliach for me to be mekadosh an isha, because the goy has the ability to get married. So I would have thought a goy can serve as a shliach for a Jew. I want to marry a Jewish girl, and I appoint a goy as a shliach lehailochas hakidushin. So I would have needed the pasuk to tell me I cannot use a nochri to serve as a shliach for me, for Mekach HaMemkar, is Yeshna B'Torahs Mekach HaMemkar, for Kiddushin, Yeshna B'Torahs Kiddushin. But B'Torahs HaFrashas Maisvis, if you hold like the Tana, that a Ben Noach cannot volunteer to be Mafish Trumas Mais based on a Pasuk, so what do you need a Pasuk to say that the Goy cannot function as the shliach of the Israel? Atem Gam Atem. Gam the Rabbis of Shliach, and Atem, and Gam is Dumyad Atem, Matem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchach B'nei Bris. If the Nochri is Zayin B'Torahs of Rosh Hashanah, so there's nothing to discuss. I don't need a pasuk to say that I don't have the ability to appoint him as a shliach. So that Gemara, that's what all Achrayim ask on the Rimegash. The Rishonim all reject the Rimegash. They say, isn't against enough in the Gemara? The Rimegash understood that that did in the end of the second parak in Gittin. Have a Kanani cannot serve as a shliach the Kabbalah Saget is only by Kabbalah Saget. Shliach the Kabbalah Saget as the Yitzim in a klal. It's a Xeris Akos of Achok. It doesn't fit into the normal mold of Shlichas. Usually Shlichas is appointed by the Bailam, by the Baal HaChalois. Shluchas of Baal HaMamon. Here the Isha is not the Bailam on the Get. The Get could have been given Baal Korcha. So that's a Xeris Akos of. So that Chiddush did, that the Isha has the ability to appoint a Shlich. Somehow that doesn't apply to an Eved. But an Eved can serve as a Shlich Lo Hilochas HaGet. Because shlich lo halachas haget is a normal shlichas. So they ask, how can it be? The Gemara says, a nochri cannot serve as a shliach for afrashas trumas amaisis if he's ain't a b'toris b'dinafshe. So we don't accept that rimagash. We assume any area of halacha that a person is ain't a b'toris, he has no shaychas with this inyan. So you cannot appoint him as a shliach to function on your behalf. So the Avnei Nezer has in the end of Chelik Ebenezer, the end of Chelik Ebenezer, he has Heoris on different Mesichtis in Noshim. Has Oris on Yavamas, on Ksubas, Gitin, Kedushin a little bit. So on our Gemara, he has an interesting Heora. It's very questionable. He was a super genius. Everything he says is always a genius. That's why it's not Shaykh to imitate him. His Talmidim, even those who were very brilliant, he was a super genius. So it's not Shaykh to imitate a genius. Abnei Nezer has on this Gemara Taisvus had a machlokes. Rashi and Taisvus held eschi mitam shlichas. That shlich that zchia lekotan is only mid the rabbanon. There were three opinions. Just to review again, the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basa, there were three opinions. One opinion is only yesh zchia legodel vein zchia lekotan. That zchia works midin shlichas. So there's no zchia for a cotton because there's no shlichas for a cotton. Zchia mitam shlichas. So we don't pass like that. The other Tana holds just the reverse. Zochalam shlavifonim is only takon at the rabbanon. So the only made a takon the yesh zchia lekotan. There ain't zchia legodel. Let the godel come in person. Let him make the kinyan. There's only a need for a takon on behalf of ktanim. So then they made a takon the yesh zchia lektan. And we pass like the third opinion, like Reb Yeshua. Zochin bein legodel bein lekotan. So zochin legodel is assumed to be a din derais. That's the question. What is the mokker? That's what Baruch Bey raised the question. Where does it say? Where is the mokker in the Chumash that there's such an institution? So you got to go fishing to find what the mokker is. But somehow we assume that Zochen Le'adam Shalvi Fonon is a din deraisa. Zochen Le'katon, Avur Katon, that's the two girsas in Ezel Neshach of all places. Berg Ezel Neshach and Afa Ein Beis Amana, Ein Beis, Ein Aleph Amin Beis, going over to Ein Beis Amana. The Gemara says, by cotton, he the shlichus leislei schia miho mid the rabbanon islei or schia miho islei. The two gears, but you do have the word mid the rabbanon. You don't have the word mid the rabbanon. The chach misvara the rabbanon the rashbo and the ran. The beginning of the second parak in kedushin proof in the gemara there. The gemara was talking just to review what we discussed yesterday. What was discussing nasiach and nasiach elamata tikchun and cholus haoretz. The Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet. To make Chalukah Sa'aretz, the Rambam explains that it should be called Kibush Rabban. But Torah's what? Did they have the right to represent all the members of the Shevet? So the Gemara had three pshat. So the first pshat was that the Nesim were appointed by the members of the Shevet as a Shliach, and this is the mark of Shluchos Shalom Kemois. Then the Gemara says, he can't be. There were many children at the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Chalukah Sa'aretz. Many children who we assume at a young age before bar mitzvah, and a cotton can't have a shliach. So it can't be that the Nesim represented, couldn't be that the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet b'Torah shliach. The cotton can't have a shliach. So the Gemara suggests the second shot that despite the fact that with the Akhanim, the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet, midin zochen liyadim shlevifon. So that's befavors. That's chiyah zla mitam shliach. Chiyah works for a cotton on the level of the raisa. That was the pshat in Parshas. And then Gemara rejects it for a different reason. Not because Chi Mitam Shlichus. Gemara rejects it because who says that the people were happy with what they got? He wants to be closer to the Eir Atikah. He wants to be further away from the from Yerushalayim. Some people want over here, some people want over there. So the Gemara says, you can't say it works Midin Zochi. Gemara says, the real pshat, the true pshat is the third pshat. Nasiyecha, Nasiyecha, Lamata worked midin apotropis. That was the maskana sagamar. So that was the machloikis of Rishonim. Whether Zichia of work katon, we pass ben zochen ben legodel ben lekoton. Zichia legodel works min atoira. Question, where's the pasuk? And Zichia lekoton is the machloikis of Rishonim. What is the raisa of the rabban? So according to Rashi and Taisvis, the Rashi is in Bava Metzia. Taisvis is relying on what they wrote in the first parak in Bava Metzia. That zchia midin shlichas. That was their girsa nigmar. Nehi the shlichas leislei zchia miyamei derabanan islei. So according to Tosfos, zchia is midin shlichas. So the Avnei Nezer says, if zchia is midin shlichas, so what do you need a parsha of zchia? No shlichas. You can only act as my shliach. Let's say you're going to sell my house. I didn't ask you to sell my house. Who asked you? You have no right to. But let's say a crackpot comes, he wants to pay $5 billion for the house. And I'm not here. So you say, it's gewaldig. They'll give me $5 billion for the house. So you'll sell the house on my behalf. So that's zochen liyadim shlevifonov. That's zochen liyadim shlevifonov. You don't have to be appointed as a shliach. Schia midin shlichus. Normally you need mina shlichus. I'm going to sell a house for $500,000. Maybe he doesn't want to sell a house. Maybe he wants to keep holding on to the house. Maybe it'll be worth more next year. Whatever he wants. But if you're going to sell a house for $5 billion, of course you don't need mina shlichas over there. That's zochen lan mishleibifonov. Fine. So we know when it's zochen, we know when it's shlichas. Shlichas, you need mina shlichas. You're not so convinced that the guy really wants it. And sometimes, let's say I have chometz, and you're my shomer on the chometz, and it's coming here Pesach, and I'm going to violate by Rabbi Motzeh. So the Gemara says in Psachim, the Shomer on the Pikudin of the Chametz has a responsibility to make sure that the Chametz should not become Asabah. No. So he better sell it quickly. What right does he have to sell my Chametz? Zalchan Adam Shleib Efanov. The Gemara seems to say it's based on Zalchan Adam Shleib Efanov. So just like by Shlichas, the Pashtus is assumed, not like the Rimigash, that by Shlichas, not only by Shlich Lekabolas Aget, that you need Yeshna Metoiras. Shlichas by Afrosh Astrumas, Shlichas by Mekach HaMemka, you always need Yeshna Metoiras. He cannot, the Shliach, he or she cannot function on my behalf if he or she is not Metoiras. Not only by Shlich Lekabolas Aget. The Gemara has a discussion. Can a man appoint a woman Lohilochas Aget? Because a woman can never give a get. Can a woman appoint a man for Kabbalah's aget? A woman is not Eina B'Torah's Kabbalah's aget. A man never receives a get, and a woman never gives a get. So the Gemara says, the Yeshna B'Torah's Gerishin, the man can appoint either a man or a woman for Halacha's aget, and the woman can appoint either a man or a woman for Kabbalah's aget. You don't need Yeshna B'Torah's Nesina's aget, Yeshna B'Torah's Kabbalah's aget. Yeshna B'Torah's Gerishin is good enough. Eved Knaini is not Petoris Gerishin at all, not Halachas Aget, not Kabbalas Aget. He's not at all Petoris. So the Gemara seems to say that the function as a Shliach, not only for Shlech le Kabbalas Aget. All the Gemaras are against the Rimigash. That's why we don't accept this, that pellet, this Rimigash. We assume that in order to function as a Shliach on behalf of someone else, you have to Yeshna Petoris that in Yosef. Rashi and Taisus are of the opinion that Tzchiyah mitam Shlichas. So Tzchiyah should also require the one who's doing the Tzchiyah on behalf of someone else has to be Yeshna Metoiras, this Inyan. So the Ananeza asks Akasha, is a Jew Yeshna Metoiras Geiris? A Jew can't become a Geir. He's Jewish already. Unless he'll become a Meshumad. And then he'll have to be Megayir again, back again. So there's such an obvious Rav Nosson that's quoted in Yerodeya that if a Jew became a Meshumet and then he decides to be Chayzer B'Tshuva, he has to be Megayir again. So it's usually assumed that that's only Midirabbanan. The Goinim, in the days of the Goinim, there was such a shita that if a Jew converts to another religion, becomes engansen a Meshumet, so then he has to be Megayir Menatur. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. They toss that about in Shulchan Aruch. People write doctoral dissertations on this. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. That's a quirk that belongs in the belief in anat of halacha. That there's such an opinion that a Jew who becomes a meshumet needs geris benatar. It's usually assumed that the obis of Nasan is only a din of the rabban. So Jew is ain't a b'toras gerus. So how can the Gemara say ger kot matbil mosa adas bezdin is based on zochen liyadam shaloi b'fonof? So we had different shotim yesterday. We learned the Gemara. So the Taisus in Sanhedrin said it's not based on Zochel Yodim Shalai B'Fonov. You can be Megayer a person without Das Geiris, just he can't be Megayer Bal Korchoi. That was Rav Shach quoted that Gemara in Yevamos. Evidish Atamal Bal Korchoi Atamal Benish Bal Korchoi. Can't be Megayer a Nochri Bal Korchoi. But if you Megayer an infant, it's not Midaita, it's not Bal Korchoi, so there's no problem. Doesn't the Gemara seem to say it's based on Zochel Adam Shalai B'Fonov? So Taisus and Sanhedrin said, reinterprets the Gemara. No, the Gemara is just explaining Malon al Hismatzes B'Dover Hazeh. What are we getting involved in a whole political issue? Gemara says no, because it's L'Toy Vosei. It's L'Toy Vosei Shalatinuk. So that's what we should do. But it's not that the Ger Kotmat Bil Masal Das based on Zochin. You can be Megayir a person without Das Geiris. You don't need Zochin. Zochin is explanation. What are we getting involved for? Then we have another pshat in the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua with the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef. They claim that that's pshat in Rashi, that it's Medin Apotropos. It's not based on Zochin at all. But those were the unusual pshatim. The normal pshat in the Gemara is that it's based on Zochin. What kind of Zochin is it? What kind of Zochin is it? That's what we explained. If I give you a matona to be kind of if someone is not here, so that's Zochin on two accounts. Number one, you did the Hagbor on his behalf. And number two, he doesn't even have Kabbana's Kinyan. So you're having Zochin for the Maisi Kinyan and Zochin for the Kabbana's Kinyan. If he's Zochin Shtashichar for the Avik Naini, the shtar shichur could be given bal korcha if they have a knani would be here. So the zachen by the shtar shichur that Mishnah in Kitten daf yud gimel, or the Gemara at the end of Ivamis, the Gemara says there are rare cases where we would say zachen by giving a get also. Husband writes a get for his wife, but makam yavam. So we apply zachen the adam shleib befanov. So that's a zachen not on the das. He could have given the get bal korcha leisha. That's only a zachen on the maisa. And in Agamar is fakir, zachen by the geris, but doing the mila tefila begufo. So the zachen is only on the das. So we're providing das geris. We're providing das geris on behalf of the cotton, employing the principle of zachen liyadam shlavifonim. That's the simple pshat. So the amineyes affect akasha. If schiya mitam shlichas, like Tosfos is assuming, schiya mitam shlichas. And in order to function as a shlich, you have to be eshne b'toiras. So he was saying, zochen liyadam shleib b'fanav on the das geris. Can a Jew have das geris? He is Jewish already. He can't become. He's eshne b'toiras geris. So how can a Jew act midin zochen liyadam shleib b'fanav to supply the das geris on behalf of the infant? That's his kasha. He was a genius. That was his kasha. The kashas are genius and the terutzim are genius. So he comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. He says, by a normal case of zochen liyadam shleib b'fanav, I want to give the matana to the person who's not here, so I give it to you. So you volunteer on your own. Fine. You yeshna b'toris, if I would give you the matana, you could be koina. So you yeshna b'toris kinyan akba. So you can do zochen on the other on part on the behalf of the other person. So the shaila is, who is providing the das geiris over here on behalf of the cotton? So we usually say the adoptive father. Let's say a couple, Jewish couple, doesn't have children, then they adopt a baby. So the father is going to adopt the baby, puts on his swimming trunks. And he stands in the mikveh and he holds the baby, and then he's toivel the baby in the mikveh. So he's providing the das geiris on behalf of the baby. So Avnei Nezer says, no, the father is Jewish. He's eidah b'toras geiris. He can't have das geiris. He says the bezdin is providing the das geiris. Well, how does it make it better? Because the bezdin does participate in the geiris. That's the question. What's the role of the bezdin in the geiris? So some rabbis feel that just like under the chuppah, they designate Eidei Kiddushin. What if they call me up to be one of the Eidei Kiddushin? I think this is a miserable shidduch. I think the girl fell in or the boy fell in. This is a terrible shidduch. So do I have to scream? No, I don't approve. I don't agree to serve as an Eidei. It's not your business. They didn't ask you whether you approve it. They need two kosher Eidei. So keep your mouth shut. Tell them in advance that you think it's a stupid idea that they should get married. You don't have to protest under the chuppah. So the question is, what's the role of the bezdin by geiris? The bezdin just passive, just like by gittin l'kiddushin in eidus l'kiyam adavar. So here we learn out from a pasuk gertzach shlosha mishpat ksid bey. You need a bezdin l'kiyam adavar. But the bezdin doesn't participate, just like gittin l'kiddushin. The chosan kala do the gittin l'kiddushin, husband and wife. And the Edom must stand on the side. So here the Bezin stands on the side. The Bezin l'kiyam adav. What do you say? No, the Bezin participates in the Geiris. So the Beis Halevi in a Sefer HaChumash assumes that the Bezin is participating in the Geiris. There are two ways to word it. I think the Beis Halevi words it. Klal Yisrael is the Bezin represents Klal Yisrael, and they're accepting the gear. Klal Yisrael has to accept the gear, so you can't have all of Klal Yisrael. So if you have the Bezin of Shloisha, so the Bezin of Shloisha represents Klal Yisrael, we are accepting you. But let's say the three rabbis with the beards, they're swimming in the ocean, and then the guy says, I want to be Teufel in the Mikveh L'shem Geiris. They say, we don't know who you are, don't bother us, come, we're on vacation. We don't want to be Mekabel and Gemes. I don't care. The guy says, I don't care what you say. I'm jumping in the, he's taking off his swimming suit. No chatzitz, it's Teufel in the ocean, the Shem Geiris, whether you like it or not. So the Beis HaLevi assumes that that's no good. Yeshua Lekutin also has a safe, Yeshua Sisro. on Kosher Mishpat, he also assumes that it's no good. Each one has a slightly different nuance. The Beis Halevi assumes that the Bezin represents Klal Yisrael to accept the Ger. Rabbi Shula Kutner writes that the Bezin represents the Shechina. That whenever you have a Krisis Bris, let's say, an employer signs a contract with the employee. So you have to have the lawyers draw up the contract, or any contract. And then they both agree, they both sign. So you have the both parties are maskim to this Heskem. So Geiris is a Krisis Bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Geir. So Rabbi Shul Kutna has, he also writes Charifas. He also writes Charifas. Rabbi Shul Kutna, this year is a Shemitah year. Rabbi Shul Kutna was one of the three prominent rabbis who signed on the Het Mechira, that if they'll sell the land to the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, they can rely on the Sfardish Gedolim from the 1600s. That's what he writes a lot in Kotonam Ovo Mimosneinu. Their pinkies are wider than our waists. If these Sfardish Gedolim in the 1600s said that it works, that there's a Het Mechira, that we can rely on them. Okay, that's what he writes. Most Rabbanim did not accept it. The Ruba did not accept the Het Mechira. Rav Shua Lukutim was one of those who did. So he has a separate Sefer Chashim Mishpat called Yeshua Sisra. And in one place, he has two kashas. He has a Shtikul Torah with two kashas. He says, how can you learn out from a pasuk Gertzor Shloshim Mishpat Ksidbei that to be Mekabel a Ger has to be done in the presence of a Bezin? All the laws of Geris are learned out from Maimon HaSinai. The Gemara says increases Daftes and Aleph. Everything is learned out from Maimon HaSinai. But Ein Sol had to say Nasav and Ishma. So you need Das Geris. Then you need Milo, Mitzrayim, before Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was Milo. Then there was Tvila in the Mikveh. Everybody went to Mikveh before Shavuos. Then you need Hakrabas HaKarbonis. These are all the dinim I learned out from Maimon HaSinai. So Maimon HaSinai, there was no Bezin. So how can you come up with a new thing that Ger needs a Bezin of Shlosh? That's one kasha. Then he has another kasha. Geiris means a Krisis Bris between the Ger and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Maimon HaSinai, there was Gilui Shechina. So the both partners, the both Tzadim, the Shnei Tzadim were there. The Shechina was there, Bnei Yisrael were there. Why don't you learn out L'Doris? If you're learning out from Maimon HaSinai, so learn out that if you'll have Gilui Shechina, the Shechina will say, I accept the Ger, so it's a good Ger. How do we know that you can accept the Ger if there's no Gilui Shechina? So he says, the one Kasha for Emph is the other Kasha. The answer is, in Maimon HaSinai, there was Gilui Shechina. So the Shnei Hatzdonim were there. The Heskim was made between the Shechina and the Klal Yisrael. The Doirais, if you're not going to have a Gilui Shechina, so how do you know that the Shechina is Maskin? So if you have a Bezin, the Bezin represents the Shechina. Huh? So it's considered as if you have the both Tzadim are there. So the Beis HaLevi also says that the Beis HaLevi and the Sefer HaChumash also says that the Bezin participates in the Geiris. But not, he doesn't say like Rabbi Shua Lekutin that the Bezin represents the Shechina. He says the Bezin represents Klal Yisrael. We are Maskim. Klal Yisrael is Maskim to accept this person as a Ger. So it's not like the Eidi Kiddushin. Some of the rabbis say it's like Eidi Kiddushin. What is it our business to go get involved, whether it's right to accept the Ger or not right to accept the Ger? We have to, when we attend the wedding, we have to decide, Eidi Kiddushin have to decide whether they're maskim with the Shidduch or not. No. Eidi Kiddushin, that's not their business. But over here, by the Bezin, by the Geiris, if the Bezin is participating in the Maisa Geiris, either representing the Shechina or representing Klal Yisrael to declare that we are accepting this person as a Ger, so they have to really accept him, they have to investigate, they have to ask him a lot of questions and make sure that he plans to live up to his, that he's committing himself to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and only then accept it. So the Avnei Nezer is also assuming like that, that the Bezin plays an active role in the Geiris. Not like Eidus L'Kiyum Adova by a wedding. No, over here, the Bezin is playing an active role, accepting the Ger, either representing the Shechina, representing Kol Yisrael. So the Bezin does have the ability. Bezin is B'toras Geiris. It's like the Gemara had raised the Shaila in Gittin. I just mentioned before, the Gemara has a Shaila. Can a woman function as a Shliach L'Halachas HaGet? Can a man function as a Shliach L'Kabbalas HaGet? Because a woman can never give a get, so she's Zayin b'Torah is Gittin. And a man can never receive a get, so he's Zayin b'Torah is Kabbalah is a get. So the Gemara says, no, a man and a woman, Jewish men and women, can get married, they can get divorced. You don't have to be Yeshdim b'Torah is Kabbalah is a get to serve as a shliach l'Kabbalah. If Yeshdim b'Torah is Gerishin is good. So here also the Avnei Nezer says, according to the Rashi and Taisa Shita, that Zechiah is Mitam, Shlichas, so just like the Gemara, we don't accept this Rimagash, that the Eved Knaini is only a problem by Shlich LeKabbalah Zaget. We assume whoever is Zayin B'Torah can't function as a Shlich on anything. The Gemara says, Anochri can't serve as a Shlich for Yisrael, for our precious Trumas and Maisers, without the Pasagam Adahem, Ma'atem B'nai Bris, Avshalacham B'nai Bris. If you hold Anochri, Zayin B'Torah, of Russia's terms of master, of course he can't serve as a shliach. So we assume that that's a din in kol ha-tarkul and every shlichas. So the Avnei Nezer Tainus, according to Rashi and Tosis, that zchiyah is also mitam shlichas. The only difference is when it's a schus, then you don't have to have minu shlichas. When it's not a schus, you're not so convinced that he wants it, then he has to appoint you as a shliach. But whenever it's obvious, it seems pretty obvious that it's a schus, then he doesn't have to appoint you as a shliach. But zchiyah mitam shlichas. So just like by shlichas you have to be eshtim b'toras, so zchi also you have to be eshtim b'toras. So how can a normal Jew represent the ger katan and say, I'm granting, I'm giving das geris on behalf of the infant? The Jew is already Jewish. He's ain't a b'toras geris. So he says, no, you need a bezdin. He said, that's why the Gemara says, ger kot mat bilamoso al das bezdin. Why do you say al das bezdin? Ger katan, that you need a bezin, Rashi, you always need a bezin. Gervis always needs a bezin. But what does Rav Huna have to mention here? He says, no, the mashmas of the Lashon Rav Huna is that only the bezin can do the zochen over here. The zochen on the das can only be done by the bezin, because the bezin is yeshlim b'tarah's geirus.
It's applying the das, in other words, also.
They're supplying the das for the geirus, because bezin is b'tarah. Bezin is not b'tarah's das geirus. All the three members of the bezin are also Jewish, but they are b'tarah's Geirus, there can be Mekabala Geir. Just like a man can serve as a Shlech LeKabbalah Zaget, and Isha can serve as a Shlech LeAlocha Zaget, you don't need Yeshna B'Torah's this act mamish. Yeshna B'Torah's Geirish, and so Yeshna B'Torah's Geirish, a Bezdin is Yeshna B'Torah's. An individual Jew is not B'Torah's Geirish, but a Bezdin of Shlosh is B'Torah's Geirish. A fascinating Chiddush.
And then they want to do away with the whole Geirish, because the Jew can't become a Geir. They wanted to do away with Hasina. In other words, they were all going to go in at the time. We were not Jews at Hasina.
Okay.
Right? So that's obviously a difference, this concept of Geirus.
At Hasina, the Pashto says that there was no Bezin. That's what Rabbi Shua Lakutna said.
But we were Jews, even though we were going before, and there was nobody else.
Okay. So the Rabbi Shulam could explain, you didn't need a bezin there. The Shechina was there. So you had the Shechina B'nai Yisrael. So they made a krisis bis l'doyreis. If you don't have a gila Shechina, then you have to have dafke a bezin to represent the Shechina.
An Eved Ivri can be Makabal again.
An Eved Ivri?
Can be a Shliya?
Yeah, regular. Nebedev can get married, he can get divorced, yeah. Normal, like any other Jew.
Nebedev
Knaini is Zayin B'Torah, no tvisas issues at all.
But he gets Shechra, and then he becomes a Jew.
Well, it'll be a new story. If and when he gets a Shtar Shechra, then he'll be Jewish.
In theory, he could be, that's a get also. The
if and when he'll get a Shtar Shechra, then he'll become Jewish. Then okay, then that'll be Jewish. But right now he's not yet Jewish. Right now he's not Jewish. He can't function as a shliach. Yeah.
Based on what we were explaining with the Beis HaLevi, the Bezdin being active via the fact that they represent Bnei Yisrael constitutes Bitoras Das Geirus. So why isn't any Jew Bitoras then? Because they're the ones who Bezdin is representing anyway. Every Jew. Every Jew is
Bitoras Geirus
because we have to accept the
Geir. Klal Yisrael, according to the Beis HaLevi, Klal Yisrael is the Kabbal, the Geir. And the Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. But you say, any individual person, not the Torah's individual, can't be Mekabbal, the Geir. As part of Klal Yisrael can be Mekabbal, the Geir. So that's what the Avnei Nezer thinks. you need a bezdin over here to do the act of zochin on behalf of the infant. A private individual person cannot do. It's not that the father, who's the adopting father, who's going to be toivel a baby in the mikveh. Sometimes when they do a ger katan, sometimes one of their rabbanim goes into the mikveh and he dunks the baby in. But most of the time, I think usually the adoptive father dips the baby in the mikveh. So we usually assume that the adoptive father is the one who's mekabel the das geris on behalf of the katan. So the Abnei Yisrael says no. But Bilam also das bezdin. The das of the bezdin is the zochen liyadam shlei b'fanam, not the das of the individual person. It has to be a das of a bezdin, because an individual Jew is ain't a b'teres geris. Interesting chiddush. There's an interesting issue. It's very neger halacha l'maisa. Can a ger function as a member of a bezdin? So the Gemara says a ger dan chaver hager. A ger can be a member of a bezdin if you're being dan another ger, but to be on a bezdin which is dan a Yisrael, so the ger cannot be a member of the bezdin. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes. The Gemara says it's a difference between mamas and nefashos. How do you put these together? So Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says nefashos, the ger cannot be a member of a Sanhedrin. Just to be appointed to be a member of a Sanhedrin, that itself is an act of sorora. You're not supposed to appoint a ger to a position of Sarar. So din in the Foshes, the ger cannot even be dan chaver ha-ger. When the Gemara says, ger dan chaver ha-ger, that goes on din in Mominus. To be a member of Bezin, that's not a Sarar. But to be a member of a Bezin, that's going to be done on Yisrael, that's a Sarar. So ger dan chaver ha-ger, goes on Mominus. That's what Taisus says. Rashi moves everything over. Rashi says, in Mominus, the ger can even be done as Yisrael. There's no svara. He's not demonstrating any svara over the Yisrael. He's just saying over what it says in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, you are Odom HaMazik, so it says you have to pay money. But in the Foshes, the Bezin creates the Chiyuv Misa. So there it's an act of svara. So there it's Ger Dan Chaver Ger. That's how Rashi holds. And Tosfos disagrees. That in the Foshes, the Ger cannot even serve as a member of the Sanhedrin on behalf of Chaver Ger. But on in the Din Torah Mominus, there we distinguish ger dan chaver ager. So there's a shayla halacha lemaisa. Can a ger serve as a member of a bezdin to be mekabel a ger? So they wrote about this. They wrote about this under the Russians. In Russia they wrote under the communists 100 years ago. They wrote about this. It's a modern shayla. Can a ger serve as a member of the bezdin? In New York now there's a certain bezdin. But one of the members of the bezin special for geiris happens to be a geir himself. So that's really a question. See, if the members of the bezin just function like a edus l'kiyum adova by gitmei kiddushin, they're not participating in the maaseh geiris. They're just l'kiyum adova. So then, then the Pashta says that it's Ger Dan Chaver Ager. Okay, the Bezdin is supervising the Geris of the Ger. That should be okay. But if you say that the Bezdin is representing the Shechina, the Bezdin is representing Klal Yisrael, so how can you have a Ger that's like a Ger Dan the Rabban Shalom, a Ger is Dan by Bnei Yisrael? So then you have a problem. Then it should pose a problem. No, the Mishnah says in Hiriyas that whenever you have a Bezdin and one of the members of the Bezdin is a Ger, the whole Bezdin is not valid. Not just an Isa Lechatchila. It's even B'dieved, it says that it's not valid. It doesn't have a din of a Bezdin. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Yeah. The Poshe Pshat, again, we have 3 Pshatim in the Gemara. The Poshe Pshat in the Gemara is that Gerkot Madbinu Asadaz Bezdin is based on Zochin. And the Pnei Shuvah Dushakev Pshat is based on Apotropis. And the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Samaches and Beis, came up with a guideline file that you don't need Das Geris. You can't do Geris Balkorchoi. Evidish Atamal Balkorchoi, Atamal Benish Balkorchoi. You can't be Megaira Nochri Balkorchoi. But if it's an infant, it's not Balkorchoi, it's not Midaita, so there's no problem. So what does the Gemara say? It's based on Zochin. No, the Gemara is explaining Malon lehismatzes bedover. What do you have to get involved on? The Gemara says it's a good idea. It's a smart idea that you should get involved. Fine. So let's go weiter in the Gemara. Yeah?
And doesn't it also say that even in front of the Gers, but it's a Yod Mida, right? So I think he's the end of Tosa says it's still Mitam Shishlas because it's supposed to come like.
That what, even according to the Girsa, that
Either
Sri is usually Midirabbanon, but over here it would be Menatur. No? Which direction did they say? Even if one would normally hold that Sri Mitam Shlichas, that Sri Lakotan is Midirabbanon, but over here it would be better.
I thought they were saying within the Girsa that it did it all.
Tosis says, when do you say that zechiyah mitam shlichas and there's no shlichas le cotton, whatever, that's if it has a little bit of a chayvah. But if it's a schuz gomer, then it's better. Then everyone would agree that perhaps it works menat Torah, yeah.
Isn't he explaining that
Kirsa,
why
does Chia Midaraisa? In our Gemara, it's a doichik to say that our Gemara goes with the sheet and Yivam is daf peites. Yeshkach v'achacham lakadav menatar b'kum v'yaseh. The Gemara says, my kamashmalan should have said, kamashmalan tuva, that Yeshkach lakadav b'kum v'yaseh. The maskana said, Gemara, Yivam said, it's not so. So that was a doichik in the first pshat that they said. So now they come to a different pshat. Let's see. Lefisorim the gasein above and see a schi me yisla v'lagars merabban nichat. Then there's no problem, okay? If you hold schi elam mitam shlichas, then there's no problem. And then they say, and even if you hold not so, and even if you hold that zechia lekotan is only midirabbanan, that's if there's yesh bo ktas chayva. But if it's purely schus gomor, then mistaba that it should work menatur. Tosis wants to say the two kinds of zochin. Zochin on a schus gomor, and zochin on a plain schus. So zochin on a schus, a plain schus, then schia would only be midirabbanan for a cut. Zochin on a schus gomer, that'll work minatur. That's a stronger schus, stronger din of schus. Yeah. Usually schia mitam shlichas, a schia lekotam would only be midirabbanan. But if it's a schus gomer, then we'll say schia works minatur. Then it's not mitam shlichas. Right. That's Dice's second suggestion. Yeah, that's a famous svara lechalik. That's famous from the Rashba, but the Rashba has it a little differently. The Rashba, in the end of the first perek in Kiddushin, so the Gemara talks about being Meshachar and Eved Kanani. Let's say I write a Shtar Shichur and I give the Shtar Shichur to someone else to be Zeich on behalf of the Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is not here. If he would have been here, I would have given him the Shtar Shichur Bal Karchai. Eved Kanani is not here. So I write a Get Shichur, I give it to someone else. So that's the Machlokes Armeinu Chachamim. In the Mishnah Gittin, Rav Yud Gimel, is it Schus Olevet Sheyetzim Etachas Rav Rabbi Lecheres, that's how we paskin. Armeinu is not so convinced. It's not a good Schus. And the fact that I give the Eved Kanani all the options now, if he wants to, he can be Yotzei L'Chev, doesn't want to not, getting all the options, that's not called Schus. It has to look like it's a Schus now. From the perspective of the present, has to be that it looks like a schus, and then you say he can be meicha later on. But just giving the fellow all the options, that itself is not called a schus. So we assume that schus, like the chachamim, the Rav Meir, in different generations, in different countries, in different cultures, it'll be different. But we assume that freedom is such an important concept. Schus shalavet sheyetzim mitachas rabba lecheres. So what? So the Rif and the Rambam write. What happens later on? We tell the Eved, we have good news, wonderful news for you. Your Adon, after so many years of making you work so hard, backbreaking work, decided to free you, and you're a free man today. You can go get a job and make money and put the money in your own bank account. And he starts to cry. He says he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to go to Cheres. So the Pashtas of the Rif and the Rambam say that if he doesn't want, he doesn't want. That's what the Gemara says. If I give you a matana to be kind of for the fellow who's not here, so he says, and then when he comes and he finds out about it, he says he's not happy, he doesn't want the matona. So if it's a verb and trilabat, so he undoes the zochin. So the same over here, the Rif and the Rambam say, If you were zeicher, get shichar on behalf of the Eved Knaini, when he finds out about it, he says, I don't want to go free, I want to remain an Eved, he also has a right to be moicher. So the Rashba writes, Lule de Mistafino, the Rashba in Kiddushan, the Afchav Gimel writes, Lule de Mistafino, if he weren't afraid to argue with the Rif and the Rambam, says he is afraid to argue. So he says, Lule de Mistafino, he would have come up with a Chiddush and said, that when do you say that the Mekabel Matonah can always be Moichel later on? And he said, and he can say, he doesn't want the Zochin. That's if it's a schus, like this is distinguished. Sometimes there's a schus gomer, and sometimes not such a great schus gomer. It looks like a schus, but it's not such a schus gomer. So the Rashba suggests, even though Ramey holds that it's not at all a schus, Ramey holds he can't be mezake, get shikr for the Eved Knaini. It's not schus leved. But the Chachamim who disagree would hold that it's a schus gomer. It's difficult in psychology. How can it be? Rameh thinks that it's not a schus. The Chacham is so convinced that it's so much of a schus, it's a schus gomer. How can it be? They live in the same country, Rameh and the Rabban. I can understand maybe in Egypt. I can understand the Middle East. They give them freedom, they don't know what it is. So there's Nishkin schus to become free. In America, we're so used to freedom. So over here, schus or leather, she hates mitachas Rabban. But the Rameh and the Rabban live in the same country, live in Eretz at the same time. Ramea says that he's not so convinced that it's a schus, and the Rabbanu hold that it's a schus gomer. How can it be? So that's a problem in the Rashba, just in the facts. How can he make such a statement? So the Rashba, though, says this fantastic Kiddush. He says, maybe when does the Gemara say that the Mekabel Matanah, when he finds out about it, could be Moicha? If Tzaveach Metchila Be'atzof, he says, I don't want it, then the Zochin falls apart. That's only in a case where it's not a schus gomer. But maybe the Chachamim, the Rameir, are so convinced that Shichur Eved Knaini is a schus gomer, so maybe the Eved cannot beat Tzaveach later on. Maybe the Eved is stuck with the Cheres, even if he says, I would prefer to remain in Eved Knaini. So then the Rashba has to explain a little bit more. So he says, and what about, how far am I going to go with this, Klal? So the Rashba says, "This is, I think it's only true," the Rashba writes. First of all, he says, Luli de Mistafina. He weren't afraid to disagree with the Rif and the Rambam, but he is afraid to disagree. You're not saying in halacha lemaisa. And then number two, the Rashba says, it only works by Shichur Eved Knaini, because Shichur Eved Knaini, if the Eved would be here, I could have given him the get Bal Korchoi. So you don't need Dasa Eved for the Shichur, for the Kinyan of the Shichur. It's done b'Torah Zochin. Once you say that, you apply the principle of Zochin, you cannot be Moicha later on. But let's say it's a different case of Zochin. We do need Dasa Adam. Let's say I have this little shack that's worthless. And then some crackpot comes today. I'm not here today. So some crackpot comes, he says he wants to buy today for $5 billion. Either now or he's not going to buy. So we say, Zochin Adam Shleim Efanov. I'm going to be a multi-billionaire. $5 billion for a little hut, for a little shack. So the din is Zochin Adam Shleim Efanov. Anybody can sell it. So this mamash haschus gomer. What could be the downside over them getting $5 billion for a little shack? So would the Rashba say over there also that it's a schuz gomer? So therefore he cannot be mocha. So the Rashba says, no, you can't sell a man's house bal karchoi. You need dasa adam to sell a house. So since you need dasa adam, if later on when he finds out he said he doesn't want, it doesn't help that it's absolutely schuz gomer. And what he's saying is nonsense. You need dasa adam. The only time the Rashba said the chiddush he writes is, vayishtar shichur eved knaini. Because we say, lo me'isha, just like the Gedisha can be given Bal Korcho, so the Shtashikha can also be given Bal Korcho with the Eved, if the Eved would be here. So you don't need Dasa Eved for the Shikhur. And this halacha, whenever you did an act of Zachin, the fellow can undo it later, can say, so Bechman Tchilim Atzof, he doesn't want it. So that doesn't apply. Whenever it looks like it's a perfect schus, it doesn't apply. But whenever you need Dasa Adam, of course he says, I don't want it, so there's no Dasa Adam. He breaks up the whole Dasa Adam. We mentioned there was a fellow who's no longer alive. He used to live in Rehovot in Eretz Yisrael. He was connected with Weizmann Institute. He was not a rabbi there. He did work, I think, in chemistry. And he used to, there were people, there were husbands who were sitting in prison since Hakamas HaMedina because they refused to give their wives get. And the Rabbanut said they have to give a get. And they were koyfan again, so they put them in prison. So what does it help to sitting in prison for 30 years? But the wife still doesn't have a get. So this guy was a wise guy. So he said, it's a schus gomer that the husband should give his wife a get. If he doesn't give his wife a get, he's going to burn in Gehenna for doing such an avla to the wife. So since it's a schus gomer, so we can say, against his wishes. That's not what the Rashba said. It's all based on the Rashba. And the Rashba himself says, Luli de Mistafina. He says, if he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rif and the Rambam, he says he is afraid to disagree. He's not, Halacha Lamaisa, the Rashba didn't disagree. And then the Rashba himself says, he only says it by Shechur Eve Knaini, because Shechur Eve Knaini doesn't need Dasa Adam. But by to give a get, you should write a get on behalf. The husband is sitting in prison, he says, we ask him, would you like to give your wife a get? He says, no, I refuse, I don't want to give my wife a get. I don't want anybody to write the get for my wife. So we're going to go against the wishes of the husband. We're going to say, Zochan Adam Shlei Befana, Bal Korchai, of the husband. The Rashba never said that. That's ridiculous. The Rashba never said that. After the First World War, there were Jews, we discussed it, no, after the First World War, there were Jews who were missing in action. They didn't know whether they're still alive or dead. So one of the Rabbanim in Europe came up with this Einfam. Maybe the husband is dead. So maybe we should allow the wife to remarry. And even if the husband is alive and he's held in a prison, he's held in a camp somewhere, in a prison camp, but he doesn't have his wife. It's already a couple of years after the war is over. He doesn't have he doesn't have his wife. So what does he gain by keeping the wife in Aguna? Mistamet Saskus, that we should write a get on behalf of the husband. Zochan Liyadim Shlomfan, Mistamet, the husband would be Nichal. He doesn't have his wife anyway. So let the wife have a life. He doesn't have any life. He's stuck in prison somewhere. Either he's dead, he's 6 feet under, he's buried, or he's a prisoner of war. So this Rav came, Abitam Chachin came up with this Einfam. They should write a get on behalf of the husband based on the principle of Zochan Liyadim Shlomfan. So all the Rabbanim were very upset about this. He did it a few times. Well, the Rabban were very upset. So Rav Herzog has a tshuva in his tshuva, Hechel Yitzchak, where he writes, Eneni cholem afilu. And we never even dream about relying on that psak, because the next thing you know is that they'll write a get for the husband who's sitting in prison for 30 years, and they'll say, it's a schus gomer. So that's exactly what this guy did, this fellow from Rehovot. If he would have done the get in Rehovot, so they would have put him in prison. Because it's against the laws of Eretz Yisrael, Gittin and Kedushin, it's in the hands of the Rabbanut. So he always did all the Gittin in the American embassy. American embassy is governed with American laws. American laws, there's a separation of church and state, so you can do whatever you want in the name of religion. So this was a wise guy, he put out a whole sefer, and he's an Abbezna what? Who made him an Abbezna what? He's a crackpot. They came to Dr. Lamb, they asked Dr. Lamb that he should revoke his smicha. So Dr. Lamb was all heated up about this. Then he checked, it turned out he never got smicha from YU. I can't revoke the smicha, we never gave him smicha. He claimed that he had smicha from an institution in New York that's called Agudas Yisrael in America. Not Agudas Yisrael of America. So when we spoke to Rabbi Perlo, who at that time was already running the Agudas Yisrael, he said, if it would be called Agudas Yisrael of America, so he would be moicha in the newspapers. That the Agudas Yisrael never gave many smicha. The guy claims he has smicha from Agudas Yisrael in America. Such an organization doesn't exist. And he didn't feel responsible. He didn't feel as the achrayus of the Aguda that they have to make a statement. Anyway, but there is no such thing. You cannot write a get on behalf of a husband based on Zochan Liyadim Shlei Befonim, that it's a schus gomer. If the husband is screaming bloody murder that he doesn't want to, then Rashba says, if we were mekabel get shichra on behalf of an abeknaini, if the abeknaini would be hale for naina, we could have given him the get shichra in person, bal korchoi. Because get shichra is the same as get isha. You can give it bal korchoi. So the Rashba came up with the chiddush luli de mistafina. If he weren't afraid to disagree, halacha lemaisa, with the Rif and the Ramam, he would have suggested that maybe even after we're mekabel a get on behalf of the Eveknaini cannot be moicha later on, because you don't need das or eved for the shichra. And the only time you can be moicha later is when you need das. But over here it's a schuz gomer, and you don't need das or eved for the kinyan. So therefore, you can't be moicha later on. So the whole Rashbob is never accepted la halacha, And it certainly doesn't apply in a case where the husband is alive and kicking, and he says he doesn't want to give a get. Bal korcha, you need das haba for a get.
You said that if there's a woman who goes off the derech and is still married and is like living with other people, so we could give her a get based on zachin. So let's say she said, no, I don't want it, I don't care. So then according to the
law, it's no good. So you don't ask her in advance. You just, the practice is, husband writes a get, and he gives it to someone representing the wife, and then the rabbanim send her a letter. If you're interested, you can pick up a get. So she never, if she's going to call up and say, no, absolutely, don't care. But they don't write it in such a way. It's very important. You should get the get, and please come. They just write, if you're interested, there's a get waiting for you in the bezin. So she just doesn't respond. Okay, so she was never moichan. She was never moichan. So we assume that Zochem was gone.
Why can't, I mean, it doesn't work in anywhere where he's in get in because of refusal to give a get. Well, why can't the same thing work with someone who's sitting with the post-World War I?
I don't hear. What do you say?
Why can't it work with someone who's either in a POW camp after World War I or whatever?
Yeah.
Where you just never tell him. If somebody doesn't know, maybe you won't care. What's just never tell him.
That was the chiddush of this rabbi. So the question is whether it's correct or not. So normally, zochen li'adam shaloi b'fonov, in the case in the Mishnah in Erevin, is you want to make an eruv chatzer, so all the people in the building should be permitted to carry on Shabbos. So I buy a box of matzahs from the store, I give it to the next door neighbor, and she picks it up at Tefach, and she's kind of shutvis, on behalf of all the Shabbos Shabbos who live, and now I've got to move in until next Pesach. Fine. So that's zochen li'adam shaloi b'fonov, representing Kavonas Kinyan on the part of the Kaina. So we pass on Allah, whenever there's Das Mak, then there's no need for Das Kaina. If a Godel gives a Matana to a Kotten, the Kotten is Kaina Menatur. That's 2 days in Taisus in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches on the face, that big Taisus that talks about Agimara, the Geras by the Kotten. Taisus has 2 days, and the accepted opinion of Choshe Mishpat is that if you give a Matana to the Kotten, Das Acheres Mak, you don't need Das Kaina. So there's room to argue the point and say that you only say Zochen Li Adam, you can be Mekabel and Maton on behalf of someone because there's no need for Das Kaina. Whenever there's Das Mak, then there's no need for Das Kaina. What about the other case that I gave? This crackpot comes today, he's prepared to buy my little hut for $5 billion. And it's only if he can buy it today. So can someone sell it on my behalf? So that's a famous Machloikas Dikzois. And everybody else. Zeis came up with his cliche, Zochen li adam amrin and Zochen mei adam le'amrin. You only say Zochen li adam. You can be kind of matana on behalf of the mekabel matana, because you don't need das kainem. Whenever there's das makna, there's no need for das kainem. But can you say Zochen li adam to sell my house for me? Fine, I'm going to make $5 billion on a house that's worth $1,000. But you're saying Zochen mei adam. You need das makna over here. So the Zeis claims he has a Rashba in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Hey, and he thinks that you don't say Zochen Mei Adam. And the Ktzoi says this to disagree with the Ramah B'Shem Trumas Hadesh. So we usually don't, Chazanish writes, there is no such Rashba, and we rely on the Ramah Halacha L'Maisa. We do say Zochen, even Zochen Mei Adam. But now, let's go further. You even say Zochen Mei Adam. Let's say someone has a pikot and he has my chametz as a pikot. Comes Erev Pesach, he has to hustle and sell a chametz. Not can sell a chametz. He's a posheya. Even if it's only a shemachinim, he's posheya. He has the chametz, it's in his responsibility to sell. How can he sell my chametz? It's based on Zochen Neyadim. That's where Bitzko Chanan has Chubis, where he writes, we do say Zochen Neyadim. Against the Ksos, we do say Zochen Neyadim. Fine. But now the question is, What about for Das Kiddushin? What about for Das Kiddushin? Would you say, Zochen li adam shalai b'fanav, I know that my son has a crush on a girl, and I'm going to go give the girl a ring and say, Hariyat Mekudesh es libni. I want to do Zochen li adam shalai b'fanav on behalf of my son. So Das Habal by Kiddushin is a higher level of Das than Das Makna. To sell my house for $5 billion, so you need Das Makna. To be Mekadosh Anisha, you need a slightly higher level of Das. So So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. The Rosh in the second parak in Kiddushin has a machlokes. Can someone in Shulchan Aruch have an answer? The two opinions. Can someone go and represent the chosen? He never proposed to the girl, but he knows chalashing. We know it's chalashing to marry the girl. Can someone volunteer on his own to give a ring to the kala? Say, Ariyam Kodeshes Libini, because I know my son would want very much to marry you. So you say Zachin the other over there because you're saying Zachin where you need a higher level of that. So that's a machlekes. Afilu naniach. That you even, that's 2 days and Ebenezer. Even if Naniach, that you do say Zochen Li'odom, even on the higher level of Das, but the Das HaBal by a Get even requires a higher level of Das than the Das HaBal by Kiddushin. That's Rab Chaim has, that's Rab Shach has. Rab Shach didn't know it. He was Mechadish on his own. Rab Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rab Chaim, the same rise that Rab Shach has. Rab Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rab Chaim. So the Das HaBal by Get is even a higher level of Das. Even if you say, Zochen applies to be Mekadosh and Isha on behalf of a chosen, maybe for the higher level of Das HaBaal by a Get, maybe you cannot say Zochen Li'odom Shlevifon. So that was the Machlokes. Most of the Rabbanim did not follow that suggestion after the First World War. They should write a Get on behalf of all the women who are Agunas, their husband didn't come back, based on Imanav Shach. If he's dead, he's dead, so she doesn't need the Get, unless there's an issue of Chalitza. Let's say they had children, there's no issue of Chalitza. And if he's alive, he's not losing anything. He doesn't have his wife anyway. So Mestam, it's a mitzvah on the part of the husband that Ishmael Megarish is like, Mestam, we're doing him a teufa. So it's highly questionable, but they say, Zachanam Shlevifonov, to write the get over there. But if the husband is alive and kicking and he says, I don't want to give a get, so no one in the world would ever say Zachan Liotam. Some rabbi just wrote a 23-page tshuva in Hebrew. Very poor Hebrew. Poor for a high school student, there's a poorly written Hebrew, explaining why we can solve all the problems of all the agunas. We'll say Zachal Yodim with the Rashba, that it's a schuz goma, that the husband shouldn't burn in Gehenim, it's a schuz goma. And he quotes Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog is the one who said no. Herzog is the one who said, Eineni cholei mafilu. I've never even dreamed of being mate, because the next step will be that people will write a get for the husband when the husband says, I don't want to give a get. That's exactly what Rav Herzog says. Not Shaykh over there. Faksivas I get, yeah. So the question is, maybe Zochen can replace that. Maybe Zochen can take care of that as well. Like over here, you need Das Hager li his Geyer. And nonetheless, we say Zochen, the Posh Pshatim Mah, we say Zochen, that we take the place of the Das Hager for the infant.
There's no Shlitos by Ksivas Hager, so today's weather.
Even if you need shlichas, but we say that's the Truma Hashem says, whatever can be accomplished with shlichas can be accomplished with zochin. Stiyam itam shlichas, and whatever shlichas would work, the zochin would work.
There's no concept of shlichas by Ksivas Haget at all. Aren't
if you don't need shlichas,
if there is no such concept of shlichas by Ksivas Haget.
Okay, so it's easier.
So
it's easier then. So you don't need shlichas. So if we know it's in the best interest of the husband to give the get, okay. So we say Zochen Lav Mishlai Bifon, maybe. But the problem is, do you say Zochen to represent such a high level of Das? Do you have a right to say Zochen? The original Zochen is only to represent Das Kaina. And there's no need for Das Kaina, whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, or you need is Kavanas Kinyan. So the Ktzai says that's as far as you go. You don't say Zochen Neyodim. So the Chazanish says there never was such a Rashba. The Tzais misunderstood the Rashba. You do say Zochem Yodim. That's what it's Kochanan wrote Shuvas. You do say Zochem Yodim. The Gemara says in the first Perakim Sochim, the Shemer Chinam Amai Chomet. The Shemer has the ability, has the obligation to sell the Chomets. That's Zochem Yodim. He's selling the Chomets on my behalf. So we pass, can you do say Zochem Yodim? Yeah, but that's only for Das Makne. What about for Das Kiddushin? Das Kiddushin is a higher level of Das Makne. So that's 2 days in the Rosh and Kiddushin. And Avilu Nandiach, that you do say Zochin for Das Kiddushin, Das HaBaal by Kiddushin, but Das HaBaal by the Get is even a higher level of Das. You need even a higher level of Das. So that's very questionable. Zochin is a Din D'Oraisa. We're not sure where the Pasuk is. That's Rav Baruch Beres. Where is the Pasuk? We assume it's a Din D'Oraisa. But it works all over. So that's there may be limits. That's what the Ksei said. Maybe only Zochen Li Adam, not Zochen Me Adam. Only when you're representing a lower level of Das. To say Zochen, to represent a greater, higher level of Das. Maybe you can't say Zochen. Those are the different degrees that the Rishonim brought up.
Could you just explain that again, the difference between why it's inappropriate for the man to write, for us to write a get on behalf of the man, who's in one of these camps and he can't get out, whereas for the woman, we said it is appropriate that we can write a get for her and she'll come if she wants to get off. Why is it different for the woman?
Yeah, that thing Gemara says beferish, zochin. The Mishnah says in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel that a husband cannot write a get and give it to someone else to pick up on behalf of his wife. It's not a schutz. But the Gemara says in the end of Ebamis, if you have a case that it's clear that it's a schutz, the woman is chalashing to get a get. For 20 years already, we've been demonstrating and so on. And we know the wife wants to get a get, so then the women say, Zachon Adam Shlebefon. The reason why is because there's no need for Dasu Isha by the get, you just need the kinyam and also the yada. So you don't need Dasu Isha at all, so then you can say Zochen. But by the Baal, you have to have Das HaBaal to give the get. And the Das HaBaal to give the get is higher than the Das HaChosen to be Mekadosh and Isha, which is higher than the Das to sell property, which is higher than the Kavona that's needed to acquire property, which is higher than a get. Get can be done Baal Korcha of the Isha. You don't need Das HaIsha at all. So whenever you don't need Das HaIsha, then you say, the Gemara says, he says, Zach Lad Mishlag Befanav, to me, Mekabel a get on behalf of the woman, if it seems at the perspective of the present, it looks like it's a schus, and then she'll have the brayer to turn it down and say, I don't want it.
Kli Gittach
Mal Gabi Karka is no good if we didn't do the Gerishin yet. So let's say if the husband wrote a get and he leaves it by the Bezin sends her a letter. If you're interested, you can pick up a get. So the get wasn't given to her. Here the husband writes the get. He knows the wife is having an affair with Goy. So the husband writes a get and he gives it to someone as being Zoich on behalf of the wife. So we assume the get is Chal already. Because it's Litoy Vosso. She shouldn't be an Eshes Ish being Mizana. She is an Eshes Ish being Mizana. So she says, Saita Asur Al Bailo. But every time she continues to be Mizana with the Goy, with the whoever she's being Mizana with, she's again in violation of Leisinov. Biyushniya is also an Issa Leisinov. So giving the get on behalf of the woman, receiving the get on behalf of the woman, is L'toivosa, it's exclusive for the woman. If the woman says she doesn't want, she doesn't want. So we just send her a letter. If you're interested, you can pick up the get. We don't go into any details. But we assume the get was chal already when we were zaycha the get on behalf of the woman. We assume that it was a schutz. If she would call up on the phone and say, no, thank you, I don't want it. Then she has a problem. Yeah, we did a taiva. Then she has a problem. The get was not chal. She was moicha. The get was not chal. And she said, she's in every time.
Still
married to the first husband. Then the husband asked to get a hetamei rabban. Okay. Then the Gersha made a nisa, you're not allowed to marry a second wife. So there's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What if the wife was Mizana? She's a Saita Asura al Baila. Still there, Rabbi Gershom made a Cherem. He's not allowed to marry another wife. If she's Asura al Love anyway, he didn't Saita Asura al Baila. Even in such a case, you need a Hetamei Rabbanim. Maybe in such a case, not necessary to have a Hetamei Rabbanim. So we always are Machmed, we're Machmed, that you do need a Hetamei Rabbanim. That would be an easy case to get a Hetamei Rabbanim. The woman was Mizana Tachas Baila. So she's Asura al Baila. So we would give him a Hetamei Rabbanim. Many hold you don't even need a hetamei rabbanim over there.
In the case of the POWs, how could we even say it's for sure as chus? They might say, oh, I might be free soon, and then I want
to find out. It's highly questionable. This chiddush. One of the rabbanim came up with the chiddush. But he never said the chiddush if the husband is sitting in prison for 20 years and he says he does want to give his wife a gift. That's like, it's honest. No one ever said that.
According to the case where it's in,
and the right here get.
So according to the Rashba, even if she protests,
would
it still be
Chal? Could be. Maybe it'll be considered a schuz. You don't really need Dasa Isha for the, like, Shecher Eviknaini, you don't need Dasa Eviknaini. So by the get Isha, you don't need Dasa Isha either. So it could be, if the Rashba weren't afraid, Lule de Mistafina says he's afraid to argue with the Rif and the Rambam. If he weren't afraid, maybe he would have paskined against them. But he was afraid.
But that's in the second half of the Tosos.
Right, so this concept of a schuz gomer as opposed to not schuz gomer is famous from that Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel. Rashba came up with that Kiddush. Lule de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rif and the Rambam, he would have suggested that once you accept the Shtashich on behalf of the Avakanayin, we don't pass him like Rav Meir, who says Chovul Levit. We pass him like the Rabbanon. So maybe the Rabbanon disagree, and Akatsa with Rav Meir, they hold that it's a Schuz Gomer, and the Evan can't even be Moichel later on. So that's famous from the Rashba. And the Pischei Tshuva quotes, in Ilchus Geiris, the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Chasam Sefer, who shows how that may or may not be relevant in the Hemshech of our Gemara, and our Daf. So this distinction, Tosis writes such a distinction. Maybe even if you have the Girsin, Bava Metzia Dafayim Beis, that Zochen Lekotan is only Medi Rabbanon, and then how do you read the Gemara over here? What do you mean? Is that Min HaTorah? He's a Goy, Medi Rabbanon, he's Jewish. It doesn't make any sense. So Tosis came up with an Ein Fal. Maybe if it's the Schuz Gomer, so the Zochen is stronger, and that Zochen, you don't have to come on. That Zochen is not Midin Shlichus. That's better. Schil Lekotan there would be Min HaTorah. Normally, Schil Lekotan is only Medi Rabbanon. In this case, it's a v'schus gomer, so schil lekotan will work min
ha'tayr. Yeah, I thought Rebbe saying that schus gomer, generally schus is min derabbanon, not shlichus.
Right.
But here, it would be better because it's schus gomer.
Yeah.
I thought Tosfos at the end is working within the girsa that Isleis chi min ha'tayr. And that's what
he's saying. If you hold Isleis chi min ha'tayr, so you have no problem? Then there's no problem. That's what they said at the beginning.
Well, but doesn't he say,
I don't think so. There's something missing in the lines. If you're working with the other gears, the feast time, the Gassin, the Bamsi, the Schemi, the Slave, the Gassin, the Rabbanon, so your problems are solved. So that's what they said at the beginning. You have no problems. Now they're going back. And even if you have the Girsa like they accepted in the beginning, that Schiyam the Rabbanon Miyu Islay, but by Yeshu's Gomer, there's room to say that that's not Midin Shlichas. That's better. There's a line missing in the Tosis, because the way it stands, it doesn't read straight.
You couldn't say that Tosos fault, even the other Girsa, you still say it's Schiyam Yisam Shlichas. It's just that it only works in very few cases where it's still stung. Or maybe you could say there, the Gemara Sabamina was by the Nisim of Akishal, that it would also be a Schlis Gomer there, and then the Gemara rejects that Schlis Gomer. I mean, like Shlichus, even Shlichus, Esh, Shlichus could potentially work for Chatzim too, if it was completely for his good.
Shlichus would work for a cotton. No, there's a klal. Ain't shlichus l'kotten. Mara says, if chatzah mitam shlucha, so a cotton can't be cotton with a kinyan chatzah. Whatever is mitin shlichus doesn't work for a cotton. No, so if schiyah mitam shlichus, then you have the problem. How can it be a ger cotton with the rabban? So if you have the gear, says schiyah mi yisle min atari, you have no problems. But then they're saying at the end, and even if you have the gear, say it's only with the rabbanon, maybe over here it's better because it's a schuz gom. Maybe by the Geiris it's a schuz gom. The Gemara suggested a distinction between Nisgarehu Balavimo. If the whole family is converting, then the Gemara said, you don't need Ravuna. Then it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nisgarehu Pchusim Bashal Shon Ve'amecha. Ravuna is extending the Mishnah. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that you're going to adopt the baby, that it's a Zochin. Maybe it goes to Nisgarehu Balavimo. So we pass in Allah like Rav Huna, Ger Katman Bino Asadaz Bezen. So that's what the Chasam Sefer suggests. Maybe there's room to distinguish that there's Garuhu Banavim and the whole non-Jewish family is all the parents are converting with all the children. Maybe then it's a Schuz Gomer. And if you adopt a non-Jewish baby, that's Zochin, that's not a Schuz Gomer. So that's what if one should follow this position of the Rashba, that by Schutz Gomor you can't be Moicha later on. So then there's room to explain Amar Rav Yosef Higdili Cholem Limchais that only goes on Rav Huna's din. Yakot Matzbil Masa Adaz Bezu. But if it would have been this guy who Banavimo, then Rav Yosef wouldn't say Higdili Cholem Limchais. That's what the Pesachet Shuvah and Yeridei Hilchas Geiris quotes Jatzat Shuvah V'chata from the Chasam Sefer. He's trying to explain the Bahak. The Bahak sounds like he says like that. That you only say Higdili Chalim Limchas on what Rav Huna added on. But the original din of Nizgaruhu Banavimo, in that case, Rav Yosef would never say Higdili Chalim Limchas. Why? What's the logic to distinguish? So Chasam Sefer suggests maybe the Bahak thinks like that, Rashba, that whenever it's Chus Gomer, you can't be Moicha later on. That's very problematic. The Rashba only says it by Shichra B'Knaini. If he would have been here Lefanein, he could have given the get Shichra Bal Kocha. The Rashba himself says like that. Whenever you need Dasa Adam, so you don't say, he can't be Moicha later on. So by Geiris, the Pashto says that you do need Dasa Adam. Poshup Shani Mori, you do need Dasa Adam by Geiris. And the Zochin is that we're replacing the Das Adam. Then when he finds that, when he reaches 13, it becomes about Das, and he finds out that we did in the Tev, then he says, I don't want it. So why shouldn't he be able to be Moicha? Thus he's going to follow the Taisu Shita in Sanhedrin. We don't follow that. That there's no need for Das Gev, just he can't do Bal Korchai. That's not the normal Pshat. The normal Pshat is not like the Pnei Yeshua with the Shach, that it's Midin Apotropis. It is not like the Taisu in Sanhedrin. It's not like Rav Yashiv's Ritva. The normal pshat is that it's based on Zochin of we're replacing the das of the cotton. So then when he finds out, he says, I don't want it. So there's no das. That's it. Problematic, Chasam Seif.
Would it go on everybody? In other words, the father?
No, the parents. The parents, they converted on their own. That wasn't based on Zochin. But the parents want to convert their children, that's based on Zochin, because they're infants. So the Gemara said, it's Muchach and the Mishnah that you can convert infants. So what did Rav Huna discover in America? Gemara said, no, Rav Huna extended it. In the Mishnah, you could say, it's only limited to the situation, this guy Ruhu Baravim, but the whole family is converted. So Nichalei v'maydo b'ravun, that's a more mistaber that that's a schus. But if you're adopting a Goyish, a baby, you're going to convert it. Who says the Rav Huna is right? Who says that that's a schuz? That's Rav Huna added that on. So from the Bahag is mashma, not exclusive, Bahag is mashma, that you only say, Higdili Yechadim Limchas, on Rav Huna's case. On the original case, in Zgaruhu upon Adimo, you can't be Moicha. Why not? So that's what the Chasam Sefer says. Maybe he holds like this Rashba. Shver, the Rashba never said it by Geiris. The Rashba said it. Rashba only said it by Kabbalah Shtah Shichra, which can be done by Korcha if he would have been here. You don't need Dasa Eved for the Shtah Shichra. But by Geris, you do need Dasa Ger. Unless you go with the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. But that's not the Poshim Shat anymore. Poshim Shat is that we're substituting Das on behalf of the Ger Kotan. So then Abai and Rava both have kashas against Rav Yosef. Abai asks from one Mishnah, and Rava asks from another Mishnah. Eis ve'yabaye, they were talmidim of Rav Yosef. Eis ve'yabaye, Abaye is the kasha and Rav Yosef. How can you say Higdili Yechadim Limchas? Let's say again, Higdili Yechadim Limchas, why is that? So Pashim Shad is based on Zochin. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the Gemara says in Chulin, that whenever you Zecha Matana Mehef of Pliny, if he finds out about it, and his instinctive reaction is, Zavech Benchil of Atzof, he doesn't want it, then he breaks up the Zochin. So that's the Pashim Shad over here. Higdili Yechadim Limchas is based on Zochin. If he doesn't want, it's all off. According to the Pnei Yeshua and the Shachin and the Kudus HaKesef, that the Gemara is not based on Zochin, it's based on Apotropis in Asim Alayov. So then the Machloikis between Rav Yosef and Abai Verabba, who was starting up with Rav Yosef, Machloikis was not in the case of Zochin. The Machloikis in the case of Apotropis. So Taka Apotropis is a Machloikis in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second Perek. The Gemara talks about the man dies and he leaves Ketanim and Gedolim. And the Gedolim, they don't want to keep on doing all the work and all the Rebach will go to the Ketanim. They want to divide all the assets of the Yerusha and they want to be on their own. So it says, Bezin makes the chalukah, and they give the gedolim their share, and then they have an apotropos take care of the property of the ketanim. So the Gemara there has a machlokes amarayim, higdili yichalim limchas anat, over there. When Bezin made him an apotropos, and the Bezin decided that the gedolim are going to get, the father had factories all over. He had a matzah factory, and he had a shekel factory, whatever, he had different things. He had homes all over the world. So the Bezin made a whole shuma. They gave the matzah factory to the older children and the shekel factory to the ketanim. Then when the children grow up, what if they say we're not happy about the way the apotropos made the chalukah? Can they undo it or not? So the Gemara has a machlokes. The pashtus in the Gemara is that they should be able to undo it. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. But the only reason why we say not, the Gemara says as far away, because in Cain, makoyach Bezin yofer. What's the whole difference between apotropos and zochin? Zochin means you do on your own. A good Samaritan rushes in and he does on his own. He volunteers. Apotropos is done under the auspices of the Bezin. That's exactly what the Shach and the Nekudas Zakesa and the Pnei Yeshua said. That our Gemara Gerikot Magbila Moslav Das Bezin. It's a zochin that's done under the auspices of the Bezin. That's called apotropos. That's exactly what the. That's exactly the difference between apotropos and zochin. Zochin is when a person runs in to volunteer on his own, a good Samaritan. And apotropos means when the good Samaritan is encouraged to do it under the auspices of the Bezin. That's what they learned. Agamar goes that it's medina apotropos. So if it's medina apotropos, what should the din be? Yechalim limchas, rein yechalim limchas. And the sugya there, in Kiddushin, the pashtus is that it should be yechalim limchas. And the svara of the mandama ein yechalim limchas is because mikay makayach bezni yofa. Makayach bezni yofa is a svara to say hefke bezni hefke. You only have a right to say hefke bezni hefke if it's litzorich. So what's a tzorich? So let's say bezni divided property, and 10 years later they divided property because they v'seim gedolim ktanim shabo lachlok minichse aviyim, and then the ketanim are 3 years old. Then they grow up older. And they become bar mitzvah. They say, we fell in over here. They gave the matzah factory to them and they gave us the shekel factory. We want faker. We want the shekel factory. We don't want the matzah factory. Whatever. They say faker. So m'yikir adin mashman the gemara that it's yichadim limchais. Just like in the case of zochin yichadim limchais. So apotrop is also yichadim limchais. That's a simple reading in the gemara. The only svar to say ain yichadim limchas because of the sarim kain makach bezni yofa. You're going to make a leitzanus out of bez. Bezin did an act 10 years ago, and now these sarim are going to become older. They're going to become bar mitzvah. They're going to be disappointed the way bezin took care of it. So we apply hefke bezin hefker to leave the psak of the bezin bimkoyma. Makach bezni yofa is a svara to say we should apply hefke bezin hefker because it is tzorach over here. Tzorach is mishum kovid bezin. Makach bezni yofa. Yes, if you say like that, that shouldn't apply in the area of Issa the Heta. That only makes sense. Ein Yechalim Limchas should only apply in the area of Dini Mamanis. Ein Yechalim Limchas, because in Kein Makarach Bezniyav. He's talking about Geris. Geris is Issa the Heta. So the Din should have been that Yechalim Limchas. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua with the Shach will learn the Gemara. Gemara is talking about Apotropos. And then Rabbi Yosef says, Medin Apotropos, Yechalim Limchas later on. The only reason why Allah Alamai said not Yechalim Limchas in the second Perikin in Kiddushim, because you're dealing with Dini Mamanis, so you say Makach Bezna Yofa. There's a tzorach to apply Hefke Bezna Hefke there to leave the Psaka of the Bezna. See, that's what Rabbi Yosef says, Yechalim Limchas. So Abai v'Rava each ask a Kasha, and each one only asked the Kasha from his Mishnah. Abai didn't ask from Rava's Mishnah, Rava didn't ask from Abai's Mishnah. So Abai asked a Kasha from the Mishnah Ksubis. The Mishnah Ksuga. And Rava, Masiv Rava, he has the Kasha from Eil and Iris, the Mishnah Bainis and Mavata. What was the Kasha? If the din is like Rav Yosef, Higdili, Yicholim Limchais, so how can you pay Ksuga to the girl? She made it. She got married when she was 6 years old. And then she got divorced when she was 10 years old. And then we're going to give her the Ksuga, because Ksubasa Masayim, because then Skyra, Chusim Baal Shal Shanim Emechud. What are you going to do? She's going to be Moichah. And another 2 years, it's going to turn out she was never Jewish in the first place. What are you giving a ksuba for? So that's what Abai asked. And Rabbi asked from the Mishnah later on, the exact same Mishnah. that Nizgar Pchusim Bashal Shani Amechot, she's a psula, and she gets Einis and Mafata money. So how do you give her Einis and Mafata money? If someone was Ma'anis and Mafata her at the age of 11, she may yet be Moicha before the age, before she becomes a Gdoila. She may yet be Moicha. It'll turn out that she's not Jewish. So what do you give Einis and Mafata money to a guy? So the Gemara answers on both kashas. Maybe the answer is he put the money in an escrow account. And then you wait to see if she'll be Moicha. So if she'll be Moicha before she becomes a Gdoila, then you don't give it a ksuba, then you give the money back to the husband. This is Gloy Muslim, my friend, she was never Jewish, they were never married. And on the other Mishnah, you put, again, you put the money in the escrow account, and she'll be Moicha before she becomes a Gdoila. This is Gloy Muslim, my friend, she was never Jewish. You don't give her Nisim Afata to a Goya. But if Higdilu, Shachas, Shuben Yicholim Limchais, so then you take the money in the escrow account and you give it to the girl. That's how the Gemara answers. That's how the Gemara answers. So the Gemara explains, Abai only asked from our Mishnah, he didn't ask from the Mishnah in Nisim Mefata. And Rav only asked from the Mishnah in Nisim Mefata, he didn't ask from our Mishnah. Why not? Why did each one all hold that his kasha is a good kasha, and the other kasha is not a good kasha? So before you get to the Pshat, you have to see the Rajbo. There's an important Rajbo here. Maybe building that tomorrow, we'll start with that Rajbo. Rajbo asks, why didn't they ask a more fundamental question? What are they asking about collecting Einis and Mefata Ksuba? Why don't they ask, how do you let the girl get married? She may be Moicha later on and come out that it's intermarriage. So the Rajbo gives a pshat in the whole Gemara. So that pshat is crucial for the whole Hemshecha Gemara. Okay?
Is Rebbe staying after Mincha?
I don't think so.